greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord above it all. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. And we do continue on in this paradigm, in this construct, doing the will of God from the heart, as He would have us to do it, dealing with the just the control attempt of the enemy to control the narrative and control the perceptions of people, and ultimately to their own destruction. Ask the question, are you able to think and process and have questions, or are you being told, do this, do that, and are you a program? If you're able to think and make up your own mind, then you're in a good spot, because God's given you that. He's given you your mind and your ability to think, your ability to process. He wants you to use that. He wants you to use the Spirit of God that's within you to test what's there, to test what's coming from around you, to see, to know, to understand. You know, the world and the world and the church, because there is a world system that infiltrated the church, the world will oftentimes try to get you to discount the way that God speaks to you, to downplay it. So God will quicken you on something, and then people will discount their instincts and say, no, that couldn't be it. I don't. Just recently, there was, a case of somebody trying to do witchcraft, which I'm aware of, and the person that became aware of it first was like, well, maybe, they weren't quite sure, but they had this inclination. But there was a witness as well in the spirit along the way that yes, it was indeed somebody trying to throw spells, trying to do something. You know, what was seen in the realm of the spirit was accurate, and so that you can pray, so that you can deal with it. You know, when you discount that way that God speaks to you, you do so to your own detriment. You know, when you have that inner witness that this person is not a friend, this person is not a brother or a sister, this person doesn't have your best interest at heart, you know, you'll get that very quickly with people. Don't discount that. Don't put it to the side. You know, let that come forward. Let that be something that you move on. Because, you know, there's a scripture that says bad company corrupts good character. There's also another one that says walk with the wise and you will become wise yourself. Okay? So what does that mean? Well, basically what you allow into your life, what you allow into your world is going to affect you. And it can affect you positively, because iron sharpens iron. You know, also iron can surely blunt iron. You know, so, but depends on the direction that it's taking you, and depends on the nature of the relationship with it. So iron sharpens iron. So you will be sharpened or you will be dulled based on the company that you keep, the people in your circles, the people in your surroundings. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that you're looking for. Sometimes people write us and they want to connect up and all that. Look, we love you guys. God bless you, and we do the best we can to keep up with people. But you know, when it comes to the relationships that are in your life and in your world, you only have space for so much. Because in order to keep up with people, in order to have quality in your life and in your world, you've got to choose. So where you spend your time, where you spend your energy, is going to impact your thought process, your quality of life, your quality of your mindset, the things that, are you living in fear? Are you living in, you know, if you're surrounded by fearful people and they're constantly putting fearful things in your head, in your mind, then you're going to eventually, it's going to rub off on you and you're going to have a fearful mindset. If you are surrounded by people that are courageous, they're going to bring that out of you. So, you know, this is why too we're encouraged to have the mind of Christ. You should have the mind of Christ. Well, how does that happen? Well, part of it is by spending time with Him, by letting Him be the primary relationship in your life and in your world. You want that. You because you know when your thoughts are coming from Him, your mind will be solid. You won't be tossed to and fro. You'll have an answer. You'll be able to find a solution. And when you encounter information, rather than being a program, you will be able to take that information and think about it and analyze it and understand where things are coming from, quickened by the Spirit, so that you're not played. You know, the world is constantly trying to play you. You go all the way back to the story of Adam and Eve. You've got the enemy of our souls in the representation of the serpent infiltrating, and where? The mind. Did God really say? You know, how can you be positive what God really said? You know, she knew. But once that has started to creep in, once those seeds have started to creep in, the damage is that you will end up with this. These things will come in and they'll choke out the life in you. So guard your heart above all things, for out of it comes the issues of life. You want to make sure to guard that which is there that God has given you. You know, the enemy is going to try to get at your mind. You know, this is one of the really good things about what's going on right now, in all of the overt censorship, in all of the overt attempts to just control people's dialogue, is that people are starting to say, "Whoa, wait a second! I can't have a free conversation in a lot of these platforms." Because when you try to, when you have questions about something, when you're having an exchange with people, and the result is that if it's a viewpoint that they don't accept, they just eliminate it. Well, that's not the way to get to the bottom of an issue. That's not the way to have an intelligent argument. That's not the way to have a debate. That's not the way to have a conversation. Let things fall where they may. Let the chips fall where they land. But let people have their say. And if somebody is ill-informed, let that come out. Let the record stand for that. If somebody was wrong, let the record stand for that. If somebody was incorrect, fine. Let them. But when you eliminate people because they don't think like you, you know, now you've got a problem. Because, you know, it is in the clash, it is in the contrast that you can see what's what. You know, it's up to God to He separates the sheep from the goats. But even in all that's happened on the earth, you can see how evil can be. Because of the goats, you can see how evil they are because of the direction that they go, because of the choice that they make. In Isaiah 45, the scriptures talk about, you know, God's the one that created evil. Isaiah 45, it says that. He made it. He allows for it to be here. He allows for it to exist. Unto what end? Unto what purpose? Well, one, a part of the purpose for us is we overcome it. Part of the purpose for us is we move forward in the kingdom. Part of the purpose for us is we get to see and find out who we really are through the clash, through the conflict, through the warfare that we end up going through. You don't find out who you really are without resistance. You don't find out who you really are without having to overcome to be who you are. Does that make sense? You won't see who you really are if it's all handed to you on a silver spoon, on a silver platter. You won't see who you really are. But when you've got to go through, and when you've got to press through, now you know. So we have been called to press through. We have been called to overcome. And we also understand that God allows from some things to exist because of it serves His purposes. God allowed Pharaoh to exist because it served His purposes. He was not one to turn. So God hardened his heart so that he would receive maximum glory out of the liberation of the children of Israel and all the plagues that came and everything. God showed his power and liberated his people with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. That he used the situation. So he used evil, wicked, terrible people, treacherous people, to, as an object lesson, to bring forward his plan, his purpose, and to show his strength, and as part of the process of liberating his people. Okay? So don't worry too much. Don't worry at all, actually, about the wicked people that are out there, or what they do, or all the rest of it. You do the part that God has for you to do. Now, if that means that God has for you to go straight up against them, then that's your mission. Then that's what you need to do. If that means that you expose things for what they are, then do it. That's what you do. That's what you do. So, you know, as we go forward, you're going to have more and more things that flare up. And people will come against you just because of who you are. If you are a follower of Christ, they're going to come at you. You know, we see that time and time and time again when they come at us. For what? They just lose their minds and they come at you. They don't know why. All these people that are supposed to be so tolerant, so accepting, so loving, unless you show up, then they lose their minds. They don't know why, but something inside of them, or something that they're a part of, or the program that they've bought themselves into, gets activated. Because for some reason, there's no space for who you are in that construct. At the same time, they would find it very uncomfortable to be and live in the world that you've chosen, which is one of light, which is one of truth, which is one where the kingdom moves forward. Because this is the verdict. Light came into the world, but men loved the darkness because their deeds were evil. So they reject the light. They cling to the darkness. Okay? Well, what are you going to do when there's no more darkness to cling to? What are you going to do when more and more light keeps coming through and the darkness doesn't have a place anymore? Because there's light everywhere. We're seeing that. We're seeing that. We're seeing more and more and more light. More and more and more truth. More and more and more unearthing of things that people never thought they would see. never thought would be exposed, and now it's coming out. And we're seeing the games and the manipulations. The more that they try to do them, the more those things get exposed, the more those things get revealed. So keep pressing on. Keep being part of the reveal. Keep moving forward. And recognize that there are things that are there. God allows for them to be there for a window and a season. It's not always going to be like that. But God has allowed for it, for a window and a season. God allowed for Pharaoh for a window and a season. Pharaoh wasn't always going to be there, but he was there for a period of time for God to accomplish his purposes and to show forward his redemptive plan for his creation. Okay? You know, God did that with Pharaoh. God does that with a lot of things that are going on around us right now. There's going to be that. There's going to be that. But these things are for a season. So we have to go through the seasons. We have to trust God in them, and we have to overcome and come through. None of these places are places where you're supposed to stop. We are a transient people. We continue on a journey. We have a good shepherd. He leads his sheep. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He leads you beside the still waters. He restores your soul. So God's with you. He's restoring you. Don't worry about all these other things. You just go on in prayer. You just go forward in truth. You trust God. Do the thing that He's got for you to do. God's with you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. Keep on keeping on. Don't worry about anything. And yeah, we love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.